Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
You are never too young or old to take care of your heart. In today's program, we bring you some important steps that you can take to prevent heart disease. Hello and welcome to Healthline. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for joining us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Your lifestyle can directly impact your risks for developing heart disease. This is why it is recommended to make healthy choices each day. Registered dietitian, nutritionist, and consultant at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Enid Baptiste, says eating healthy plays a critical role in caring for your heart and preventing disease. Here are some facts to consider.
First, we have to look at the type of fat that we have, and of course, some of the saturated fats are found in animal products. We know about cholesterol, we know about trans fat, and it's found in a lot of our foods that we eat, especially the trans fat. And then you want to make sure you get the monounsaturated oils from plant foods, things like nuts, and of course, some of your seafood, you get the omega-3 fatty acids. All those things are better for you. Compare to the saturated fats that you get from the animal products.
There are a number of factors which contribute to the development of heart disease. Among them, obesity and hypertension, otherwise referred to as high blood pressure. These may be prevented or controlled through exercises and other healthy practices.
We need to exercise as much as we can. Tobacco smoking is another one that contributes, and of course, stress. And of course, we can inherit this too, the hereditary thing for some family. So when we know it runs in the family, we need to take precautions as soon as possible.
Persons living with diabetes are also at risk for heart disease. You may lessen your risk by drinking a glass of water instead of juice or soda. Use fresh fruits to make your own juice instead of purchasing packaged drinks, and know your numbers.
You have to know the numbers of your pressure, and of course, your BMI number. All those are very important. And then from there, you work. You may be going and see the doctor. The Heart Foundation has so many things that to help people who don't know what to do in relation to some of the risk factors. You want to make sure you find your BMI. You know what the BMI is, body mass index. It tells you whether you're overweight, if you're within normal weight, if you're overweight or you're obese.
It's better to prevent heart diseases than treat them. Mrs. Baptiste points out that a change in lifestyle can go a long way in achieving this.
Try to stick to more plant-based foods instead of packaged and prepackaged foods, because of course those things will have more fat and sugar and salt. And if you want to take care of your heart, you want to make sure you stick to foods that are lower in these things.
Registered dietitian, nutritionist, and consultant at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Enid Baptiste. So, lack of exercise, a poor diet, along with other bad practices can negatively affect your heart over the long term. Remember to make smart choices now to prevent heart disease. That's our program. Until next time, I am Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.